Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4260.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Okay. That would probably be my grandfather. He was like my father figure when I was growing up. And I kind of just, my life's a little similar to his, so I kind of want to follow in his footsteps.
What do you aspire to be?
I want to be a firefighter, ultimately.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Honest, determined, capable, loyal. And yeah, that's a pretty good description.
What makes you smile?
Animals. I guess I'm a dog person, but I don't think you have to be like a dog or a cat person. I like both of them. So, and like animals doing funny stuff makes me smile. So, I just love animals pretty much.
What types of things make you happy?
I like to work out. That makes me happy. Probably. You just feel good about yourself at the end of the day. So, exercise makes me happy.
What types of things make you sad?
Animal cruelty. People. Pet owners who shouldn't have pets, who just like people have dogs just to, have them for security purposes, and they're just mean to their animals, and that makes me sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I moved around a lot as a kid, so I was always like adapting to new situations, new people, so I think I became pretty good at just adapting, changing to my surroundings.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
This is kind of like the last question, but I think I'm like a really versatile person, good at adapting to whatever the situation would be. So I never feel like there's something that I can't overcome or can't do. I can just adapt and overcome.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
My number one's honesty, because I think as long as you're honest with people, you can, they'll get over your faults, just take responsibility, be honest, and that's number one.
Yeah. What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
All right, I'd like to become more patient, and also I'd like to lose my temper. I'm not like an angry person, I don't have anger problems, but I think everyone just kind of like gets angry sometimes. I think everyone just like to like lose their, never lose their temper.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I think the golden rule is a good one. Just treat people the way you want to be treated. It's the way my mom raised me, so I think I'd like to pass that on to my kids.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Large family gathering, lots of food. That's how my family does it, whether it's like Thanksgiving or somebody's birthday or graduation parties or big for my family, so just I have a big family, so just a big family gathering, dinner.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
When I was a kid, my mom got me a BB gun, so I know that sounds a little bit like a Christmas story, but it was really special to me because it's kind of like, she trusted me with a BB gun, and it's just kind of like one of those stepping stones along the way when you realize you're gaining more trust, becoming more responsible. So
tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I used to bike everywhere, like take my bike every day all over the place, miles and miles. I like to swim a lot. Go to like this local river where people would canoe all the time and just kind of like dive for lost treasure and stuff. Sports. I was always into sports when I was a kid, so stayed busy with like the baseball and that sort of stuff.
What is your favorite book?
Right now it would be probably one of the Game of Thrones books, like a series of four books, and it's a fantasy book. It's a little nerdy, but I'm not ashamed.
What types of books do you enjoy?
I like fantasy books. You know, like that series is really good, and it's also a TV show. I don't know if you knew that, but it's good.
Do you have a favorite literary character?
This guy in Game of Thrones is he's vertically challenged. He's a dwarf in the book, and you know, but he's got like a great personality, and his whole family's kind of like, they're jerks, they're evil, but he's actually like good. Same as Tyrion Lannister. But yeah, that's my favorite character.
What is your favorite word and why?
Synergy. Why do I like it? I don't know. It sounds good. It's just like reminds me of people working as a team. They have good synergy.
Was the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw was Looper, and it was all right, better than I expected.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Football, lacrosse, hockey. I like all sports, but those three I like more than most others. Oh, I don't really like baseball. It's too boring for me.
What do you do for fun and what are your hobbies?
I like to work out, hang out with my buddies, you know, go out, enjoy the nightlife, and I like to swim, lay out in the sun, read.
Are you a creative person?
I'm a creative person. I don't like paint pictures or, you know, draw, but I think of like good pranks would be. I'm good at pranks, I think. How I express my creativity.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah, people have told me Eminem and Paul Walker. I don't think I look like either of those guys really, but I've heard those a couple times.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you've faced, and its impact on you.
A few years ago, decided I wanted to try and become a Navy SEAL. I sort of took a risk entering or applying to the Navy, and then the way they do it is you have to like get a contract. So I got hurt, and then my choice was to just go for a regular Navy job or keep pursuing the SEAL contract, and I kept pursuing the contract, and I ended up getting hurt worse.
Choose a prominent person whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Rob Gronkowski. It's not maybe not a profound choice, but he's like my favorite athlete right now, and he looks like a really goofy dude. Looks like a really funny guy, so I'd like to interview him.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
All right, went skydiving a few years ago, and I thought it was a little overhyped. I guess I don't have a problem jumping out of planes, so. I was kind of surprised that I wasn't more scared, but I guess.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you, and in what way?
There's a show on National Geographic called Through the Wormhole, and they have like the latest scientific theories and some of the most mind-blowing stuff. And one of them was that in the future, I guess computers are going to be so strong that they can actually take everything from your brain, everything that's in your mind, your whole personality, and then put it on a computer, and then you could sort of live forever as a computer. I mean, it won't be you, but maybe like your friends and family, like even after you're gone. could like kind of interact with you as you're, yeah, so that blew my mind.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? And describe this moment.
When I was in college, my first year of college, I was really bored with like I'd been a big high school athlete, and like I was really bored with not competing in a sport, so I went and watched my school's lacrosse game. I never watched a lacrosse game before. I didn't know anything about it, and then I kind of realized, oh hey, this sport's pretty cool. I want to go try out. And then next year I was playing and just loved it, everything about it. So that was my big epiphany.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I guess I'd like to be a Navy SEAL.
And where would you like to be the most?
Tough question. I was thinking like Australia would be really cool place to live. I like Aussies a lot. Also maybe Japan. I don't know how much I'd like Japan, but it looks really interesting. Like all the neon lights and just craziness, the way people act over there. Yeah, or I don't know, I like in the winter I like to be someplace with snow. Not sure.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I I miss my friends from high school, so I'd like to go hang out with them again.
What is your approach to life?
Just work hard, treat everyone with respect, and you'll make it.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result?
A couple years ago, I hurt my back. I herniated a disc, and it was causing like a lot of nerve pain in my back, so and down my leg. So that was really, I'd never had an injury that debilitating before, and ended up needing surgery to fix it. And it kind of like screwed up my plans for like a military career. So that was a tough time, but it changed my outlook. I mean, not try not to be so risky anymore, but definitely once you deal with something like that, you don't take the little things for granted anymore. So,
Describe your most rewarding experience.
when I was in high school, I went to the Shriners Hospital. It's part of this like football camp thing, and we were there just visiting the kids, and those kids like have some really horrific injuries, and just to like put a smile on their face was really rewarding.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Chess. I used to play chess against myself a lot.
Is your favorite actor?
Actually, I really like British actors for some reason. Like they're always like the finest actors in my eyes, like Daniel Craig or Christian Bale, Idris Elba. But if I had to pick an American actor, it'd probably be Leonardo DiCaprio.
What is your favorite dinner?
Marinated steak dips.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
In high school, I was kind of like the new kid at the school, and I went with my buddies to this cliff. It was pretty high, and like there's like a pool of water below, and like we all hiked up there, and like obviously we were gonna jump off, but no one had done it like yet, and everyone was kind of like nervous. And I was like, oh, I'll do it, and I did it, and it was probably a really, really dumb move, but like kind of like earned respect from everyone. It's like, oh, he's crazy.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Make coffee. Go start my day with coffee.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I had Superman powers. So that's not a serious answer though. So I wish I had a military career, but I can't because I'm disqualified.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Probably start with dinner and go out for some drinks after. and then like do something risky, like nothing too illegal, but like something that's thrilly. Thrilly is that a word? But like the thrill of getting caught at like breaking into like a closed pool, or not like breaking in, but hopping a fence, you know what I mean? Or like a closed botanical garden, something like that. Something like risky.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Sense of humor is big, generosity, honesty, loyalty. I guess athleticism's important because I like to, out and stuff. So it'd be cool to have someone with similar interests.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The nicest thing? I don't know. I guess like risk your life for them would probably be the nicest thing. Can't imagine anything nicer than that. So
Why
pretty
did you
cool.
decide to participate in this donor program?
It's a good opportunity to help people, and I like the idea of having kids, so
This concludes donor audio interview 4260.